Ro Khan Show with Anna DeBlasis right here on 720 WGN. Of course, we're in Cleveland. We're at the Republican National Convention. Anna has
I've joined you here. Now.
Yeah.
Good to be in Cleveland.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger from the Rowan Anna District of Illinois is
yes.
with us right now. And you've had quite a day, Congressman.
It's been quite a week. Yeah. It's been quite a week. Yeah. Today, tonight is Pence, and tomorrow is Trump, and, you know, it's been interesting times.
Yeah. Now, you keep getting asked this question.
I know.
About
over and over.
You on this, because you have been, and you were very clear. You told us from the very beginning, you're not never Trump.
Right.
But he hasn't proven anything to you that tells you that you should be voting for him. And I know that earlier today, Mike Flannery from Fox buttonholed you at the Illinois breakfast, and some people have tweeted that you're supporting Donald Trump. Would you classify it as supporting Donald Trump?
I would put it like this. Look, I think if you look for it, I mean, it's pretty obvious that at some point I'm going to have to support the Republican nominee. You know, he's got his big acceptance speech tomorrow. I'm not trying to be too cute by half, but I mean, it's, you know, for me, I have real deep concerns with some of the things that have been said, and it's hard for me just to say, okay, now I'm automatically there, you know. But I also recognize that, you know, Hillary Clinton, I think, would be a disaster for 4 years. So, you know, it's a tough position to be in. You're also a party official. You're elected by your constituents. And so my hope and goal is to get to yes, as I've always said, and I think maybe the end of convention will kind of give some clarity either way.
I guess it's a question for a lot of Illinois Republicans who haven't jumped on board the Trump train at this time. Do you think, I mean, Senator Mark Kirk is initially supported, then took back his support. Governor Rauner hasn't really jumped on board either. Do you think by the end of the week others may feel like you and say, hey, let's unify, this is our candidate, and even though we don't agree with everything he says, we're gonna get on board?
Yeah, I think it's possible. You know, look, I mean, from the governor's perspective and from Mark Kirk's perspective, they represent a large state. The state, as by and large, looks very different than my district in terms of politics. And you know, I've always said, though, you know, decisions I make, things I say, I don't want to do based on my reelection. I want to do it based on what I think is right. And I think you're going to get reelected for that. And if you don't, then you can look at yourself in the mirror. And so that's what I've been wrestling with this. I mean, you know, some Illinois delegates have come up to me and expressed disappointment that I didn't get on board with Trump right away, and I understand it. But I have to be true to what I believe, and that's what I'm going to stick with.
See, this is why I would never make it in Congress, because somebody would come up to me and say that. I go, what the F is wrong with
you?
Yeah,
punch him.
Punch him. take a direct
you
shot
have to take,
at him.
I have to take a deep breath.
Are you hearing that? There's a lot of...
Ow!
Would that be them hitting you, or are you hitting them?
That'd be them hitting me.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Do you have tears there? Because that would be...
You know, between the two of you,
only because we love you, Ro.
Yeah.
That's why we tease out of love.
Yeah, they tease out of love. Yeah,
team up on Ro.
Yeah, that's what they do. All right, so okay, you're here. You're walking your way through. What is the most interesting thing you've seen here at the convention so far?
Well, you know, the protests are always fun to watch, but it's actually been pretty amazing. I think everybody expected it to be way worse. I think, the violence in the last couple of weeks, people kind of throttled back maybe their plans to be more violent. And I've actually enjoyed walking among the protesters. I mean, they're polite. You know, they'll do their demonstrations. The police will surround them to protect, you know, folks that aren't part of it. But, you know, one-on-one, everybody's been pretty polite.
There was a great moment yesterday when a guy tried to burn a flag in the sort of the protest area, and then he had to call the police to keep an angry veteran away from him while he was trying to burn his flag.
So he's burning the flag. He's on his cell phone.
Right. He's like, I'm calling 911. This man's going to hit me.
And well, that's not what you expect.
Police.
Yeah, but I did. Now, I've shown Anna this video. I took a video yesterday of four what looked like sorority girls from, like, Oberlin. I don't even know if Oberlin has sororities, but if they did, this is what they would look like, who are holding up Black Lives Matters posters, dancing in the fountain in the town square here, the Cleveland Square. And my guess is that the Black Lives Matter people are looking at that going, I don't think they're part of us. Are they part of us? Are they with us?
So, it's definitely not what you'd expect. And the security here is outrageous. I mean, it's great. It feels secure. And I had some issues coming initially, I thought, with like what you said, Congressman, of all the things going on in the world that, you know, will this be a safe place? And it feels very safe.
It's totally safe. And the other neat thing about it is it's very efficient to get in and out. You know, you always think when you have security, okay, it's going to be long lines,
TSA.
Pain in the backside. And it is not. They're getting people through, in and out. You can get from outside the convention center to inside in 15 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I think Cleveland is a great place to host something like this.
Well,
this
seems very buttoned up.
Yeah.
Totally, and the way that it's laid out physically between the basketball stadium here, it's also a hockey stadium too, and the baseball stadium across this little plaza, they're able to spread out the crowd.
Yep.
They're able to spread out a number of different safety checkpoints. There's 4,000 federal agents here right now that are doing the security. You've got the Capitol Police. You've got the Secret Service. Secret Service runs the show. They have been amazing. The uniformed Secret Service, which you don't see outside of Washington, D.C. very often.
Right.
And so... and they have been great.
Well, and you'll see, like, Indiana State Police. I saw Austin Police.
L.A. County.
Yeah.
They have cowboy hats, some of the police. Like, where are they from?
That's Cleveland.
That
Mountain.
Is Cleveland.
Yeah,
okay. They wear cowboy hats here. I learned that.
I think there's Mexican police and some from Germany.
Yeah. Federales are here.
Arrest him. Yeah.
So that part's organized. But what about the messaging? Are you pleased with the way it's
going?
It's been
rough. I mean, I think what's obvious is, you know, and just speaking very honestly, is, you know, Trump basically became the nominee late. This is a process that starts. The RNC had people out in Cleveland in October for this. I mean, getting ready, getting things going. Monday night was unfortunate. You know, a plagiarized speech. I think the campaign should have just immediately said yes.
We screwed up.
Rectified
it.
We're sorry. Now on to day two.
Right.
Tuesday seemed okay. You know, tonight will probably be good. I think it'll be a good convention all in all. And what I'm focused on is, you know, yes, the front runner issues. We'll continue to talk about that, but we got to hold the House, we got to hold the Senate, and this
is
more.
What everybody's doing. Have you talked to Paul Ryan since you've been here?
Yeah.
I mean, how's he holding up?
I think
he had the same expression on his face I did yesterday when they announced that he'd gone over the top. Paul Ryan had that, like, he just kind of closed his eyes and stood there. I was like,
it's really happening.
It really just happened. Okay, I'm good.
I'm going to tell you the weirdest part about yesterday. Is when the District of Columbia says, you know, basically 19 votes for Marco Rubio, and then from the chair they announced 19 votes for Donald Trump, according to party rules. And there were a few like that where the delegation still did not cast for Trump, but they were bound to Trump, and so the chair called differently than what the delegation said. It was unique. It's not a scandal, it's nothing, but it was just unique.
Yeah, I know. Well, Alaska had a problem, too. They could, by the time they were done selling the waterfalls in Alaska, they'd forgotten exactly how to cast their votes, but it worked out.
Yeah,
it worked
all good.
All right, well, Congressman, thank you for being
here.
Yeah, it's great.
It's been fun. This is a moment. You know, when I come out of here, see, the thing is, I got to go next week to Philadelphia, right? So I know, we both do, Anna.
Sure.
And I just know what kind of a wacky thing this has been. It's going to be wacky there too.
Yeah,
and it's like almost, you almost feel when you see that going on and what's going on here, you almost feel like, well, maybe, I don't know, what are those libertarians doing? Are they having a party? What are they
Green
doing?
Party? Have we looked into them?
What are they going to do?
They sit around without shoes on and just sit Indian style.
A lot of patchouli.
Yep. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and I are moving off to New Zealand. I announced it earlier.
Yeah.
She and I are getting an A-frame down there.
That's nice. That's
Christ
nice.
Church, yeah.
Holding some hands.
Yeah. She's going to go soon anyway, so I think it's going to be pretty
what
good.
What is Mr. RBG going to say about
He's
that?
He's no longer with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he died in 2010. Oh, so
because she said that it was his idea that one day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to just follow up with that.
I think you guys could buy a little bar together and sexy clothes, run a bar.
Exactly.
Tiki bar.
Tiki bar on the beach.
Yeah.
That's a reality
Nobody
show.
Will go, but hey.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's go to this bar.
Ruth.
Never mind.
Ruth! She's a little hard of hearing. All right. So, Congressman, you don't have to be here for this. You might one day be president. I can't talk to you about this. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks. See ya.